Hey there, everyone. How are you? I am back. I know you probably thought you were going to see Chris again, but you got me. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Winject Radio presented by Winject Studios Community. I am Nina Perez from Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I really am having a ball being on Winject TV, and I appreciate the way they're welcoming me and the way Chris just sets everything up. I feel so spoiled, and I love it. All right, so while I'm here, I want to hear from you, so make sure that you go ahead and leave some comments below. Let me know that you're here hanging out with me. If you're watching the replay, go ahead and hit replay so that I know that you've watched it. And if you have any questions or anything like that of what I talk about, I love to go back in, look at comments, make comments back. So please do that. Also, you can text me at the community number, which is 1-843-396-2104. You can text Nina Perez and I will connect with you on there, which is so freaking awesome, right? And you can join our community at winject.com/join. And so there's a lot of really cool things going on. Like, there's this amazing woman called Nazia Khatun, and she has a membership which is now live. So you gotta check this out. She is amazing, and she's connecting neuroscience and uses fitness as a tool to focus on her five pillars with her clients, which is so cool. You have to be a part of this in order to experience this. And her five pillars are self-love, mindset, nutrition, sleep, and exercise. All right. So you need to join so you can hang out behind the scenes with me and Nazia and a lot of other amazing podcasters that are on there. And you can check out her membership. You can check out courses. There's chats going on. Everything is there. So if you're a podcaster, I really highly recommend that you go on winject.com/join and join as a podcaster, because you can really connect with your community. And it's going to really, it's a game changer. So make sure you get on there. All right. So I wanted to come on here today to talk about what Nina always talks about, right? Always talking about, like, your mindset, your mind flow, overcoming obstacles and things in your life. So today I wanted to talk about something I've talked about in the past, but a lot of you don't know me. So I wanted to make sure that I introduced myself and why is it that I do what I do. And what I do is I come on and I try to help people change their game, okay, which is their goals, accountability, their mind flow, and their energy and emotional intelligence. And the way I do that is by connecting with you on a more personal level so that we can break down all these walls in our life that like hold us back, right? So a lot of you know my story and a lot of you don't. I wrote a book called Straight Talk, listen to me. I wrote a book called Hit Me With Your Best Shot, How I Overcame a Hard-Hitting Life. And that is my autobiography. And so there's five things that I learned that are pillars to me of what, what I learned through my journey in life and all of those hard hits that I got in my life. And so I wanted to break those down with you and, you know, connect with you in that level. And I hope that you all can, connect with me and relate to what I'm going through, because I think these are things that all of us go through. And so the five things that I went through and realized that I've conquered in my life are overcoming shame, the power of forgiveness, standing in what is truth, letting go of all of this toxicity in my life so that I can receive more. And then that opens up the door for me to dream big. So those are the five things that I really learned through writing my autobiography. And so the first one was overcoming shame. Ha, I had a lot of shame in my life, like a lot of shame of things that I have done and things that were done to me. And I had to face a lot of this shame while I was writing my book, right? Because, I mean, I'm writing my book. So, right? So I'm giving you my life. And in order for me to give you my life, I had to be real and authentic with not just you, but really with me. I could have covered it up. I could have sugarcoated it. I could have done all of that to make it more palatable, right? But I lived a life of shame already. I didn't want to write a book and be ashamed of the book that I produced because it wasn't real. And so some of you who don't know my life, I talk very freely now about things that I have been ashamed of. And I always feel like there's two types of shame. So there's the shame that you have because, you know, things have gone, bad in your life. And then you've done things or made bad decisions that have caused you to feel some sort of shame of doing that thing or thinking that way or behaving in a certain way, right? And then there's the shame that somebody else did something to you and it impacts your life in a way where you feel shameful about it. Now, I think one is definitely our responsibility and one is not. When somebody does something to you against you that brought you shame, that is not your shame. That is not your shame. And you need to let that go. That is not your shame. When my stepfather molested me, I was ashamed of that. But that is not my shame. That is his shame. He should be ashamed of that, not me. You know, being a 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid being molested by your stepfather does something to you traumatically in your brain, right? And we end up carrying it not just as the victim, because we were victimized, right? But we also carry the burden of the shame and everything that comes with that. I was embarrassed, right? I was embarrassed that this happened to me. I felt unloved. I felt unworthy because of it. And it took me many years to realize that I had nothing to do with the shame. This shame was all his shame to carry, not mine. Now, there are many decisions that I had made in my own life that, yeah, I was ashamed of. And I had to really get to a point of forgiving myself in this area. So overcoming shame is not easy. It is a challenge. I don't want to say it's hard because then that makes it feel almost like you're hitting a wall and it's impossible, but it is a challenge. It is a real challenge to look at these things that have happened to you or things that you have done and not feel that immediate feeling of, whoa, I am ashamed of that. I don't want to talk about that. This is embarrassing. I don't like it. And it took me a very long time to get there. I am free of that. And there are a lot of stories in my life that, believe you me, I was very ashamed of. And now I can actually speak to all of the people that I speak to on my platform, on here, and my clients, because I'm no longer ashamed and I refuse to let anybody pull me back in that direction. And so when you start to overcome that shame, you start to realize that the way to do that, the next level of looking at your shame and then overcoming that is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a course right now that I am doing, and it has been extremely powerful. And the women that I have had on there have been completely looking at themselves and transforming before my eyes. It is a phenomenal course. And I am actually doing some of that on WinJack. So make sure you go on WinJack.com. So the meaning of forgiveness is to like stop resenting against the offender, right? To grant relief of payment of something that is owed to you, a debt that you feel was owed to you, but you are releasing it. You are saying, no, you don't owe me anything, right? Forgiveness can be a challenge. It can be a challenge and it can be super difficult. It takes superpowers to forgive sometimes. I'm telling you, it takes superpowers. Why should I forgive them anyway? Why should I let them off the hook? What the freak is that about? Right? Sometimes you feel like, I don't want to forgive them. I don't want to forgive them. Screw it. I don't care. I'm not going to forgive them. They're going to pay. Right? And so when I get to that point, I realized I was like, I'm going to stick it to him by not forgiving him. Forget it. I don't care what he did to me, blah, blah, blah. And I kept going on and on. And meanwhile, I'm the one sitting here in anger, shame, frustration, with these glass ceilings that I can't seem to break through. And the reason I can't break through them is because I can't find it in my heart to forgive my perpetrators. I've had a few. And in my life, I've had so many of these events since I was little, from being molested, beaten, rejected, mistreated, raped, all of that, right? Put a gun to my head. All of that has been done to me. And so I felt like, why do I need to forgive when they are the ones that hurt me? And it took me like 30 years, guys, to get to the point to realize that the one in prison is me. I'm the one in prison. I believe that I'm the one that had the key all along, but here I am in this prison of my mind where I can't get past certain things. And I'm constantly like repeating stupidity, right? Because I can't seem to get past things. And I'm angry with people and I'm quick to cut people off and I'm quick to like judge you before you even get near me. Where's that from? That is coming from a place of hurt. That is coming from a place of shame. That is coming from a place of feeling unworthy or degraded, or you will not hurt me. No, you won't. And so then we have this strong attitude on the outside, and inside we are dying. We are dying inside, but we look strong, so we're all good, right? But God taught me a very good lesson about forgiveness, and forgiveness was hurting me, not them. And like I said before, my stick it to him attitude, or stick it to them attitude, was really sticking it to me. You know that saying, when you're pointing this way, three fingers are pointing back? Yep. I was the victim, right? Me. I'm the one that's hurt. They did this to me. And rather than live in the freedom that I believe God has given me, and he was trying to show me, I was living a life of full offense, just completely, completely offended. I don't care. They did this to me. They're wrong. This and this. This going to pay, blah, 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 blah. And yet, I'm the one stuck. I'm the one stuck. You are the one stuck. If you are going to keep pointing fingers, being angry, feeling victimized, even if you're not showing it on the outside, because I'm a strong ass woman, but inside I was dying. And a lot of us have that, right? We are really go-getters. We are full of grit. We are full of tenacity. We got this, right? And so we go out there and we crush it. And inside we are crushing, right? So there is something that happens where you start to really let things go and really, truly, truly forgive. And let me tell you another thing. Forgiveness, my friends, is not a feeling, right? So forgiveness is like, oh, I forgive them. I'm all good. Now I forgot. That is not what this is. It is a choice. It is a choice. When I had to go to my molester, my who I thought was like my father, when I was an adult, I went to him nose to nose, literally mouth to mouth. I mean, eye to eye, nose to nose, just like this. And I told him, I choose to forgive you. I don't want to forgive you. I choose to forgive you because I will not give you another moment of my life. I will not. And I walked away from there a free freaking woman. And I will tell you what this does. You don't have to do what I did. I chose to do that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go eye to eye, nose to nose with anybody, but you can choose to release them now. And you don't have to go call them, and you don't have to go have coffee with them. You don't have to do any of that, but you definitely have to let it go. And I know that that's a lot easier said than done, but it can be done. And I mean this, and I'm not trying to sell anything, but I promise you that I do have this course on forgiveness because I've been such a prisoner of unforgiveness and shame for so long that now I have to do this to set myself and others free. It is important to do so. Once you conquered shame in your life and unforgiveness, which believe me, people tend to keep adding on to the I need to forgive list, right? Because throughout your life, people are going to offend you. They're going to piss you off. They're going to betray you. They're going to backstab you. You're going to do a whole bunch of things. And so you're constantly filling up your forgiveness list, right? But let me tell you what happens as you start to stand in who you are and in the truth of you. And when you do that, you start to forgive people a little faster because you don't have time. It's funny because I always tell my kids, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. What do I mean by that? I do not have time in my life, in my mindset, in my capacity, in my emotional intelligence to be sitting here and like boohooing over everything everyone does that I don't like or they think they offend me or whatever. I don't have time. I have things in my life I have to move on with, and I have people that I want to affect, and I have people that I want to impact, and I don't have time to be sitting here boo-hooing about what you like or don't like or what you've done to me or didn't do to me. I don't have time. So I'm very, very quick to forgive. Very quick. And there's a reason for that. I need to move on, and I can't take your ass with me. You see what I'm saying? I am not dragging you on a chain everywhere I go because I can't forgive. Not doing it. Don't have time. Once you get through all of that, you start to stand in who you are. Here's the reality. When I came out with this book, I had to stand in truth for exposing all of this. Okay. Some members of my family did not like it, did not speak to me. Okay. I needed to be really honest with myself and continue my healing. It had nothing to do with them. I could care less if they were offended or not, because my truth is the truth in my life. That was the truth. And I am sick and tired of denying things, lying about them, sugarcoating them, and doing everything that is going to help them out or other people out and impeding on what is authentic to me. I won't do it. I'm not going to lie to you, and I don't expect to be lied to, but if you do lie, deuces, I don't have time, right? Why? Because I stand in truth. I want to stand in what's true. And I also know that I can learn and grow too. What I think is true today, I might learn, oh shoot, maybe that's not true today. And I'm okay with that. I don't need to be what people want to box me in to be. I am no longer there, guys. It is so freeing. It is absolutely freeing to not have all of this stuff on your shoulders weighing you down all the time. You know, there's a scripture that I love to read. It's in Colossians. I think it's 3:9. And it says, don't lie to one another. You're done with the old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes that you've stripped away and put into the fire. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. Take off those ill-fitting clothes and put them in the fire. You don't need to keep going back there. That's how I feel. I'm done with the old life. I'm done with the old way of thinking. I'm done with that stinking thinking that always, you know, I'm the victim and all of that. That's going to stop, especially now. My life is short. I cannot keep wasting time on things that are holding me back because I'm allowing them to. I just need to hold up and keep moving forward, even if I am frustrated or struggling or whatever. But let me tell you, I keep moving forward. I'm not staying there anymore. I will not stay in a place where we are held back by shame and anger and unforgiveness and frustration and depression and all of those states of mind that we go through. As you know, states of mind are subject to change, right? We can be happy one minute, angry the next, feeling a little down and depressed one minute, frustrated the next. So that is why I won't allow my emotions to just be the ruler of my life. I try to think logically, try to think about what I'm doing. But what I won't do is sit in garbage anymore. And I hope you won't either. Because you need to start letting things go that are holding you back so you can start opening up yourself to opportunities to receive more in your life. Letting go of our past does not mean that you ignore it, that it wasn't there, that it doesn't exist. You know, those things happened. Okay. Right? So remove the false labels. Remove the things that you have put in your life or that people have put on you. Remove it. All right. It doesn't mean that you have to pretend that these things didn't happen to you, because they did. And it's okay. It served its purpose, whatever purpose that is, whether it's to give you a clear vision, whether it's to make you understand that you don't want to be there anymore. Okay. It's helped shape who you are today, either positively or negatively. That is also on you. It's like, you know, those pictures where they have like two negative spaces and they look like two faces are looking at each other, right? What do you see when you see that? What I see is the positive, right? I see that when you are use your past hurts and your past pains in a creative and intelligent way, because you want to let go of pain and destruction that has caused you, now you have opened yourself up to receive more. So you need to start realizing that your hurts, your pains, the things that were done to you, hey, they can be used right now as building blocks to lift you to the next level of where you want to go, or they can keep you a prisoner of where you are right now. That is all on you, my friend. Okay? The positive space is your main focus. For example, all of the hurt that I've gone through in my childhood, you know, being raped, being beaten, being molested, almost killed, being homeless, all of that, I could have let that stuff define me today in a negative space and take up the whole picture and have you guys look at me in that woe is me, I'm a victim type of person. Or I can let it go and add a positive to the picture, right? I am somebody who is really a really in your face go-getter. I will do what I have to do to get shit done. Okay. And I am over here like now working with people to build them up so they can get things done. And I use all of what's happened to me to build the woman I am today and the woman that I'm going to be tomorrow. And that's why I wrote the book. That's why I do my podcast. That's why I have my blog. That's why I do my motivational speaking. But I also know that there are people who are not there with me, and that's okay too. I just don't want you staying stuck there. Don't allow any of this to control you anymore. You get to choose, guys. You get to choose how you use it and what you do and what you let go and what you keep is up to you, and it is your choice. And I believe that unless you let things go, unless you let those things go in your life that are hindering you, there is no way that you have room or capacity to accept more of the blessings and more things coming in your life. Forget about what has happened and don't keep going over old history. I think it's okay if you want to visit for a second for a lesson or something learned, but be alert, be present, okay? Be here, be now. Be in a place where you can receive and break through those fake glass ceilings that we build for ourselves due to things that have happened in our life. I want to like end with this really quick. In Isaiah 43, it says, forget about what's happened and don't keep going over old history. Be alert and be present. I'm about to do a brand new thing. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? For people who are of faith, I happen to be a woman of faith. I believe that God has really let me go through those things that I've gone through in my life so I can sit here on Winject TV today with you. So remember, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what has happened to you, it is in the past. Now utilize that how you think it will impact your life. How will you use it? Now you can, and you have all the right to sit here and, you know, just kind of like sit in it, be a baby about it, whine about it, whatever it is. Or you can look at it and say, what am I going to do to help myself get out of here? Whether you get a coach, whether you get a mentor, whether you go to therapy, whatever it is, you have the choice. Don't freaking let your past choose it for you anymore. Overcome shame. Overcome unforgiveness. Let go of things so that you can receive more, and then dream freaking big. If you think you're dreaming big, go further. You're not dreaming big enough. Dream big. Why do I say that? Because for so long, you have been carrying so much garbage that you haven't been able to expand to your fullness and your capacity. Because all those things, even if you're successful in life, all of those things do still hinder certain areas of your life. So you may be phenomenal at business and suck at relationships, right? Just for example. So we all have like little areas in our life that we can really look deeper into and see what's going on. So I know this was a very, very deep conversation to have on a Monday morning, but I really felt like it was needed to be said. And I'm just one of those people who are always going to say things to you the way I see them, just straight up, right? And I want to make sure that you don't miss the point. The point is your freaking freedom to choose how you want to live your life from this day forward, from today. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Make it happen. Be a straight talker. Know who you are. This is Nina Perez on WinJack TV. Hopefully they'll invite me back. This is Nina Perez for Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Has brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.